The writer says it was a long time, 20 years in all, that the ark remained at Kiriath Jearim. And all the people of Israel mourned and sought after the Lord. And Samuel said to the whole house of Israel, "If you are returning to the Lord with all your hearts, then rid yourselves of the foreign gods and the Ashtaroths, and commit yourselves to the Lord and serve him only, and he will deliver you out of the hand of the Philistines." So the Israelites put away their Baals and Ashtaroths and served the Lord only. Then Samuel said, "Assemble all Israel at Mizpah, and I will intercede with the Lord for you." When they had assembled at Mizpah, they drew water and poured it out before the Lord. On that day they fasted and they confessed, "We have sinned against the Lord." And Samuel was leader of Israel at Mizpah. Then the Philistines heard that Israel had assembled at Mizpah. The rulers of the Philistines came up to attack them. And when the Israelites heard of it, they were afraid because of the Philistines. And they said to Samuel, "Do not stop crying out to the Lord for us, that he may rescue us from the hand of the Philistines." Then Samuel took a suckling lamb and offered it up as a whole burnt offering to the Lord. He cried out to the Lord on Israel's behalf, and the Lord answered him. While Samuel was sacrificing the burnt offering, the Philistines drew near to engage Israel in battle. But that day the Lord thundered with a loud thunder against the Philistines and threw them into such a panic that they were routed before the Israelites. The men of Israel rushed out of Mizpah and pursued the Philistines, slaughtering them along the way to a point below Beth-kar. Then Samuel took a stone and set it up between Mizpah and Shen, and he named it Ebenezer, saying, "Thus far has the Lord helped us." So the Philistines were subdued and did not invade Israelite territory again. Throughout Samuel's lifetime, the hand of the Lord was against the Philistines. The towns from Ekron to Gath that the Philistines had captured from Israel were restored to her, and Israel delivered the neighboring territory from the power of the Philistines, and there was peace between Israel and the Amorites. Samuel continued as judge over Israel all the days of his life. From year to year he went on a circuit from Bethel to Gilgal to Mizpah, judging Israel in all those places, but he always went back to Ramah, where his home was. And there he also judged Israel and built an altar there to the Lord. Amen. May God bless his word. This is like a transition chapter, if you like, that's moving us from the early part of the book of 1 Samuel to the next part, where we start to talk about kings and so on, the first king of Israel. And so it's a very important chapter because it gives us, if you like, that background to how come we have a king and why have a king in Israel. But we'll come back to this chapter shortly and seek to understand it, hopefully from God's viewpoint. Just a couple of notices to remind you of. Today or tonight we'll be meeting at 6 o'clock to look at the first of four video DVDs that have to do with what we call apologetics, that broadly called arguments for the Christian faith. And as I said last week, we'd love as many of you to come as can. Don't let the rain put you off. And we will squeeze into the Po'o's Lounge tonight, and we'll let you know where we're going next week. They're long, so have a bit of a kip this afternoon, okay? They're about 45 minutes long, So they almost as long as Coronation Street. So if you can handle that, you could probably get through these. But there's no ad breaks with these, unless we have some, I don't know. So I hope you will be strengthened in your faith. And again, these talks are actually given to teenagers. So, you know, I'm not far out of my teens, so teenagers, you can handle it. I'd really encourage you to bring your teenagers to view these, and I would say maybe 15 years and up. Below that, you might struggle. But as I say, there's four of them, and we probably start with the hardest one tonight, and they just get better as the next three get are very interesting. But come along tonight and enjoy the time of fellowship as well, and get to spend some time with each other. So we'll try and start at 6 o'clock. If you don't like 6 o'clock because it's dinner time, if I say 5 o'clock, someone else will say, well, I do some hours at 5 o'clock, and 7 o'clock is too late. So 6 o'clock, go to the pantry, have a tin of spaghetti, then come, and you won't get hungry. And 6 is an easy number to remember because it's at number 66, not 666, but 66 Magic Way, okay? So don't get into that kind of stuff too much. We'll work it out. So come along. There's car parking up there behind Haz and Roy's house, so first in, first serve. So please, we'll see you at 6, and we'll try and start as quickly as we can so we're not late, and then we can have a bit of a discussion afterwards as well. We just want to, I know Boss and Janina are not here today, obviously, but they've had their little baby, Keeper, had a little boy. Is that how you say it? Is it Keeper? Keeper! I thought it has one E, not two. Okay. So good on them. So I know Gina's be very relieved, and Boss will be excited. So hopefully we'll see them soon. Also, just pray for this week. Pray for Rob and Jenny. Rob's away doing a great job today preaching at Redeemer. They had a last minute request because of their sick pastor last night, so Rob's been called in as off the bench preacher. And so you just got to watch out here, because Trinity, we've got two preachers that everyone else wants. So John and Rob are in big demand these days, and so we have to fend off requests. In fact, I'm thinking about how we might better make a bit of money out of those two. Put a transfer fee on them, or whatever it is you do. But pray for John and Rob, because they do a great job, and everyone who is hearing them preach is appreciating it greatly. And so, is John going to preach next week, John? You'll see. Put a bit of pressure on John after the service, okay? Pastor's wanting him to preach here next week, because I've also had an urgent request to go down to Whanganui to preach, so we'll see how we go. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you again for your kindness and goodness in giving us your word. And Lord, in a minute when we come to study your word, we pray that you would really help us to get into it, Lord, to understand it the way you would have us understand it. Thank you again, Lord, that you're a God who does speak to us so clearly through your word and through the power of your Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord, that your Spirit is the one who opens up our hearts and our minds and shines light into them so that we can understand your word. And so we pray this morning for the light of your Holy Spirit, Lord, to shine upon the heart of everyone here today. Lord, either to bring to faith for the very first time, or to strengthen, encourage, and build up those, Lord, who already have faith. And so, Lord, we pray this morning. We long to see people born again. We long to see people converted by the power of your word and spirit. Lord, do that work today, even in this humble service this morning, we pray. And Lord, we ask that you would be with everyone here. Lord, you know the struggles, you know the pains, you know the griefs, you know the joys, you know the plans, you know, Lord, the desires of the heart of everyone here today. Lord, we pray that you would meet each person according to the need you see they have. And Lord, respond to that out of grace. Now the richness of your love, we pray in Christ our Lord. Amen.